Strange Adventure. The four-masted bark Orion rolled and pitched in the heavy sea as she plowed her way toward the entrance of Shipwreck Passage. As the point of land grew nearer, the murky, clean fog grew thicker. Chief Mate Davis hurried to the Polaris in the wing of the bridge to get a cross bearing while the landmarks were still visible. Willis, the second mate, stepped beside Davis.
Hey, I'll take over now. The old man's still out, so you better get some rest before the weather thickens.
Yeah, you're right. How is the skipper?
Well, her symptoms show appendicitis. We'll have to send him ashore as soon as we hit port. I've got him an ice patch now.
The mate stepped into the small chart room and plotted his bearings. The Orion was hardly a mile from the narrow and dangerous passage, and the following sea and breeze was moving the vessel at a good clip. David charted a course that would clear the rocks and tide rips of the channel. Hardly had he started toward the bridge with a new course than the ship took on a new motion. The vessel was rising and falling on a heavy groundswell, and he knew the Orion was approaching a lee shore with the wind and current sending her relentlessly toward it. There came a frenzied shout from the lookout. Land dead ahead! A streamer of fog cleared away momentarily, and David's caught sight of the forbidding land ahead.
Hard aport the helm! Port braces, all hands!
The topsail thrashed furiously as the ship came about. The sailors rushed to take in the slack of the lee braces. The land drew closer as the Orion, helpless in the storm-driven sea, bore down upon it broadside. Towering cliffs stretched ahead in the stern, and Davids realized there wasn't a chance of clawing to safety under canvas.
Hold the helm steady! I'll let go of the anchors!
Followed by the carpenter and a few sailors, David scrambled at the forecastle head and began working with the anchors. The hooks flashed into the icy waters and the cables sang through the chocks. Finally, they brought up on the bottom, and the flukes dug home. The ship slowly swung her head into the wind, tugging and lurching like a tethered monster. Willis met Davids as the mate returned to the bridge.
Hey, that was quick thinking. I know the old man will give you an endorsement when you go up after your master's license.
Yeah, but the danger's not over. Just pray that those anchors hold.
After port had been reached and the ship's business disposed of, Chief Mate Davids reported to the examiner's office to sit for his master's ticket. The examiner looked over his papers.
You're on a lee shore in a full gale. What are you going to do, son?
Well, let go both anchors and pray that they'll hold.
Is that all?
Yes, sir.
Aren't you going to try to club haul the ship offshore?
David thought of the time he had saved a ship from a lee shore and shook his head.
Son, you better go back to sea for a while and brush up on your seamanship. Yes, sir, son. There's one thing in this business you positively have to know. And that's all the answers in order to be a shipmaster.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to A Shot in Time, our next tale of Strange Adventure.